Whip City Radio 620. That's right. We got a lot to get to today. Jordan Schultz sitting in with you as always. Phone numbers to reach me. I want you to join in. I want you to talk to me today. 503-248-0620. That's 503-248-0620. Lots of news to get to today. We'll get to Deflategate probably in the third hour or so, but we just got a lot going on locally. I wanted to talk about Deflategate to start the show off today, but there's just so much other stuff going on here around the Portland area that I'm going to have to push it off. Later, we'll talk about Marcus Mariota. He may not be ready for the NFL Combine because of that shoulder injury in the National Championship game. So maybe not going to be in the NFL Combine. We'll break down how that's going to hurt his draft stock, or really if it has any effect. All the accolades are so great for Marcus Mariota, and the praise on him is very high. Of course, there's a lot of NFL scouts saying some things about his throwing abilities and his completion percentage, and we'll break that down later in the show. And if not participating in the combine, may put his number one draft pick status at risk. Top story of the day, though, I want to get to this. Well, at least the top story was LaMarcus Aldridge and his return to the court. But now it's the cancellation of the Blazers game in Brooklyn tonight. That's right, 3 feet of snow expected all over the Northeast. So the game against Brooklyn has been canceled. That is right. The Blazers are getting the heck out of Dodge so they can head to Cleveland.
The Cleveland Show.
That's right. Face off against LeBron James, Mike Miller, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving playing the Cleveland Show. And that'll be a great game for the Blazers on Wednesday. Hopefully with LaMarcus Aldridge, they can get back on track after their win this weekend. So big cancellation, big game today. I think this is a good thing for the Portland Trailblazers, and here's why. We're getting past midseason here. They need a break, don't you think? I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge being out for those two games earlier in the week, obviously, I think it exposed some weak points for the Portland Trailblazers. You know, they're waiting for Rolo to get back. They are waiting for Joel Freeland to get back as well. And with 3 feet of snow putting off the game, thank goodness the Blazers can leave early. They actually get a couple of days off. Now, this may hurt them later in the season because this game must be made up. But let me tell you, fans, it needs to be made up. I lived in Boston for about a year, and 3 feet of snow is nothing to sneeze at. It's good that the Blazers are getting out of town today. Tip-off was scheduled for 4:30 today, but I don't think I'm going to worry about whether the Blazers are going to have to squeeze one in later in the season. They need these couple of days to rest their feet, rest their legs. It's been a tough going, and I do want to bring up this shot in the arm that the Blazers got over the weekend. LaMarcus Aldridge. That's right, Portland. LaMarcus Aldridge came back for your Blazers. That was my big story, and now that I mentioned the Blazers getting the heck out of Dodge in Cleveland, I want to get to this now. L.A., 26 points on Saturday. Can you believe it, folks?
Lake front court. Webster defending far side. They look to Matthews. Come to trap. Toss to Aldridge. Top of the key jumper on the way. Portland's first lead. 69-68. Blazers. Aldridge with 18 in his fabulous return.
And as Wheels pointed out, that was their first lead of the game that came all the way in the third quarter. So even though they had LaMarcus Aldridge, the Blazers really struggled against a great team from the East, the Washington Wizards, over the weekend. The Wizards were coming in 30-14 before that game. That was a crazy game. The Blazers ended up getting the victory, mostly because of LaMarcus Aldridge being back. And the story really shifted for L.A. Friday, he's thinking, all right, you know what? I can't do this. I'm not going to play. We were hearing some comments from him, and this is how he sounded before Saturday's game.
I think, you know, our chances are still good. You know, we still have a lot of players that can make plays, you know, a lot of good players on the team, and, you know, I'll be back in, you know, 6 to 8 weeks.
But watching a couple of teams beat the Blazers down, I could hear it in his voice. And the next day when he felt the thumb a little different, he decided to make the call.
I had yesterday to think about it. You know, I did some things on the court last night. I did some things today, and I thought it just felt good. So, you know, I want to win this season. I think, you know, all my teammates, you know, I wanted to win this game tonight, so I just came back.
Yeah, and it obviously made a difference with him back on the court as you saw Saturday. Really a great shot in the arm for the Portland Trail Blazers. 103-96 win, of course, L.A. leading the way with 26 points. That's pretty good for a guy with a busted-up ligament in his hand. How about that passion for your Portland Trail Blazers? You love it, fans? 503-248-0620, 503-248-0620 to get in touch with us here on Rip City Radio and me, Jordan Schultz. And the Portland Trail Blazers letting LaMarcus play for the rest of the season. This is good news, folks. Joe Freeland and Rollo are on the cusp of coming back. The team is going to look strong for the rest of the season, I think, going into the playoffs. But there is a little bit of a possibility there might be something getting in the way of LaMarcus Aldridge completing the rest of the season. And that's what I'd like to spend the rest of our segment and possibly more talking about. LA wants to play in the All-Star game. He sent out a tweet after he announced that he was coming back on Saturday, and he did say if he's named to the All-Star game, he intends to play. What do you think about that, Blazers fans? Me personally, I mean, if I'm Terry Stotts, if I'm Neil O'Shea, I want him to sit out, right? The Blazers are 3-3 this year without LaMarcus Aldridge. So him being on the court is pretty essential to their success. Team is built around him and Dame. They got Nicholas Batum, who's up on the shelf right now, and he was just starting to get going.
Batum, shakalaka.
They really need him back. It's important for LaMarcus Aldridge to stay on the court. So I understand the All-Star game. It's a great accolade. LA, a few years ago, they were really trying to get him into the All-Star game for the first time. There had to be a huge movement and unseat a couple of other older All-Stars, and thank goodness Yao Ming isn't in the mix anymore, because, gosh, man, Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming, how many times were they named to the All-Star team just because of these Chinese votes coming in? It's like, yes, we get it. There are a lot of fans of the Rockets in China, and they wanted these guys, and unfortunately, LaMarcus had to sit maybe a year longer than he needed to out of the All-Star team before he actually got in, and thank goodness he has that mention in those accolades now, but we're coming to a point, this is a different part of his career. We were all so excited before that LA got into the All-Star game. Do you want to see him play? Is it that important to you? The All-Star game, to me, doesn't have any merit as a Blazers fan, and here's why. I remember sitting around as a kid, I think I was 11 years old, and I was watching Rasheed Wallace play in the All-Star game. He was the one Blazer represented in that game. Rasheed Wallace playing and kind of just running around, shoot a couple threes, and that's about it. You know, both teams played hard, right? Both teams played hard. Nothing really happened, and
yeah, you know, they don't like no tough defense on him, so, you know, of course I get a whole lot of bull calls, but that's how the story goes.
Well, there is no tough defense in the All-Star game. Let's remember that. But it just doesn't matter. It's an offensive show. So Dwayne Wade and LeBron James can throw alley-oop passes to each other. That's all the All-Star game is. So why is LaMarcus Aldridge even going to try? Why is he even going to try and trot it out for that? He doesn't need to. Blazers are 500 without him this season. Looking at those two games while he's sitting on his couch was making him go, oh, I need to get going. I need to get back. And he has the ability to do so. Why mess with that? Why mess with that? 503-248-0620. I want to hear from you, Blazers fans. Do you think LaMarcus Aldridge should play in the All-Star game? He's going to be named. 23-10 so far this season. He's got 20 double-doubles. LA is the best power forward in the Western Conference, if not one of the best in the NBA. He is integral to the Blazers' success, and I want to hear from you, fans. I want to know if you think he should play in the All-Star game, because I don't. I think Terry and Neil need to sit down with him. They need to hold him back. It worries me that he still wants to go out there. I know he wants to represent the Blazers, but let's get Dame to do that this year, all right? 503-248-0620, 503-248-0620. Stick around, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Moody Blues concert in Portland. They're at the Schnitz on April 24th. I'm going to give you a chance to get in for free, but you got to listen to win. Do you think LaMarcus Aldridge should play in the All-Star game? And coming up later in the show, do you think he is the greatest Blazer of all time? That's a great question. Well, I've got some audio from an NBA Hall of Famer who thinks so. We'll get to it coming up on Rip City Radio 620. Jordan Schultz sitting in with you. Stay with us.